This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected in Colorado. The state health department says the first case is a woman in Arapahoe County who had recently returned from South Africa. She had been vaccinated but not gotten a booster shot. The variant first appeared overseas during Thanksgiving week. Scientists still have many unanswered questions about how transmissible Omicron is and how it stands up against the vaccines. A State Department of Public Health and Environment Committee says first responders should no longer use ketamine for cases of, quote, excited delirium. Here's CPR's Paolo Chalceda.
Excited delirium is a diagnosis often used when people resist arrest. There's disagreement among medical experts on whether the condition really exists. But since 2018, paramedics used excited delirium as the reason for more than 900 shots of ketamine, including Elijah McClain before he died in police custody. Committee member Dr. Leslie Brooks says diagnosing patients with excited delirium before administering ketamine is one way inherent bias exists in healthcare.
Its current criteria is incredibly subjective and non-medical and includes things like hyperaggression, increased strength, and police non-compliance.
The committee recommended paramedics still be able to use ketamine for other conditions, but only if they get more training on the drug and inherent bias. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Colorado has its first set of plans to boost the number of wolves across the state. Scientists and policy experts helped wildlife officials create new guidelines after voters decided to bring back the predators last year. The plan says the state should release 10 to 15 wolves annually for 2 to 3 years. There are no guidelines on where wolves should be released, so long as it's about 75 miles from state borders so they don't immediately leave. This is CPR News and KRCC.